Health News on KYW News Radio, sponsored by Independence Blue Cross.
It's my favorite time of week, my conversation with KYW Medical Editor Dr. Brian McDonough. So many of you are writing in to ask Dr. Brian a question, and we're so thrilled you have one today that we're going to answer for you. If you have a question and haven't emailed us yet, ask Dr. Brian at kywnewsradio.com. That's what T did. He has questions about MSG and if it's healthy. So I have one family member who's very sensitive to it. They have a reaction if it's in the food. So what is MSG and is it healthy?
Great question. First of all, MSG, it's monosodium glutamate, and it's a flavor enhancer. It's often added to foods, canned vegetables, deli meats, other foods. And here's the deal. The FDA has said it's a food ingredient that is generally recognized as safe. So there is no associated risk with it. But my experience and experience from a lot of other people is there are certain individuals, especially individuals prone to get migraines or headaches, who may have MSG kind of kick that off. And they don't have a direct causal relationship, but they clearly see there's certain people more sensitive. They also might get flushing or sweating, and you know, they just don't feel that well after it. And the advice generally, one of the great things about getting these questions is you research it a bit. I went back like 20 years, and probably the Mayo Clinic had the best advice, in my opinion, which was, if you find it's bothering you, first of all, look for it as an ingredient in the foods. It has to be listed. And then back off and avoid it. And even give yourself a self-test. Like, it's not going to hurt you, but if you think that it's a problem, try it. And if you find you got that headache, well, then, you know, start to avoid it and do what you can. It is out there. It's because it's safe. It's in all sorts of foods. But I think you're not, you know, it's not in your head if you think you're having symptoms, because clearly even the FDA says, well, there are some people who have problems.
Now, it is present in some takeout foods. So in those situations, I think you just have to be proactive. And when you call to place a takeout order, just make sure that it's not present.
Exactly. And I think what you want to do, this is a case where we can be our own detectives. If there was something about MSG that was a poison or whatever, I mean, I wouldn't be saying do this, but because it's been shown as safe, but there's an understanding that some people are sensitive, that's how you find out if you are sensitive to it. Just like we would, you know, you go out in the sun and you use sunblock. If your skin's lighter, you might be more likely to burn, and you just use common sense. I would say that when it comes to MSG, but I don't think it's an all or nothing, but I think I would clearly, especially if I have symptoms, I'd take precautions.
Me too. Thank you so much, Dr. Brian.
Sure.
And next week, we'll be answering another listener question. I know you can't wait for that.
I love that.